And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. There are some schools closed this morning due to threats of ICE. Beekman Charter School, Union Parish Schools, Morehouse Parish Schools and Offices, the El Dorado School District, Parker's Chapel, Smackover, Norflet, and Junction City all closed this morning. Junction City will have a 10 a.m. delayed start, and the bus route goes 2 hours later than normal. As lawmakers continue to debate a $45 million incentive fund to help Louisiana's property insurers, House Democrats are calling for transparency and accountability from the Department of Insurance. Democratic Caucus Chair Sam Jenkins from Shreveport says the state's insurance problems all came to be under Insurance Commissioner Jim Donilon's watch.
It falls squarely in his parameter of responsibility to make sure that these issues are being looked at in a timely manner.
Jenkins says lawmakers need to assure the Insure Louisiana Fund, if it gets approved, is a good use of taxpayer money. He says they also need to have some tough conversations going forward
about how we have allowed the insurance crisis to develop to the point that it's at, and the fact that we are now having to address it.
And in sort of a weird trade, the New Orleans Saints and the Denver Broncos agreed to compensation to send former Saints Super Bowl-winning head coach Sean Payton to Denver. The New Orleans Saints will receive the Broncos' first-round pick this year. That's the 29th overall, and will get their 2024 second-round pick in exchange for rights to coach Payton and the Saints' 2024 third-round pick. Saints analyst Mike Dettillier says he thinks it's a good deal.
The key to this deal is to make sure with the two selections you get the proper people for your team. Solve your quarterback dilemma.
Many fans might be disappointed by the compensation rumors of multiple first-round picks as those swirled as Payton had interviews with the Panthers, Cardinals, Texans, and Broncos. Some speculated the Saints were hoping teams would get in a bidding war for Coach Payton, but Dettillier says those expectations were unrealistic.